Hello everyone, today's topic is the sign of Pisces, the month of Adar, the Hebrew month of Adar, the 12th month of the Hebrew astrological calendar. This is the 12th month, the last month. There are a lot of connotations to be part of the last month, a lot of pluses, a lot of minuses of the sign of Pisces, and a lot of hidden forces, especially in this sign. In order to decipher the code of what this month is about, we can use few codes that the Kabbalists were using for many, many centuries and millennia. First of all, we're using the combination of the name of God, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the holy name of God, the Tetragrammaton, which it's like the letter Yud, the letter Hey, the letter Vav, the letter Hey, that these letters of the holy name of God that is not to be pronounced, since this name belongs to the world beyond physicality. This is basically the formula of the forces that the universe is made of. The Yud is Sfirat Chokhmah, the energy of fire. The Hey, Sfirat Binah, the energy of water. The Vav is Sfirat Zeranpin, the energy of air. And the last Hey, Malchut, and we'll come back to it, the energy of earth. So we have the four elements, and of course there are a lot of forces that are coming out of these four letters that basically we can say these are the basic building blocks of every cosmic force that either manifests as a spiritual force or the way it manifests as a physical force in our visible, tangible universe. Now, if you take the Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are 12 different ways mathematically to permutate the four letters of Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. You can write Yud, Hey, and Vav, and Hey. And that, for instance, this combination, because there are 12, each one of them is the source of one of the 12 forces that we know as the 12 signs of the zodiac. Each sign of the zodiac is a force of itself, and like in nature, that we know that there are basic forces that nature is made of, and these forces manifest in all the colorful beings and of this universe, which means it can be creatures, it could be inanimate, it could be different atoms, different particles. All of them are coming, they're basically coming from very few forces that different, like in the DNA, different permutation, different combinations is giving us a different manifestation in this world. And we know, for instance, in the world of physics, the world, the universe, is made of 12 basic particles. 6 plus, 6 minus, we have quarks and leptons, but they are basic 12. These 12. And why 12? So, we know that nature is 12, because Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are 12 different permutations of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that has to manifest in 12. So there are 12 particles in physics, and there are 12 signs of the zodiac, that each one of them is a frequency that manifests as a permutation of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the letter combination of the sign of Pisces, or let's say that sign of Pisces has a genetical structure, that's where the energy is coming from, and this is Hey, Hey, Yud, Vav. And we're reading from the Bnei Yisachar, Rabbi Tzvi HaMelech Medina, who wrote an amazing description of astrological forces of the months. And he's saying, Tzeruf Shem HaNichbad HaMeir B'Chodesh Zeh, Hey, Hey, Yud Vav. The honorable name, permutation, that shines through this month is Hey, Hey, Yud Vav. V'yotzei Pasuk Misofei Tevod, and it's hidden, coded, each one of them is, of the 12, is encoded inside the five books of Moses. For instance, this one, it's encoded in Genesis 49, verse 11, Iro ulesoroka bnei atono, the last letter of every word gives you Hey, Hey, Yud and Vav. I'm sure you can find other places in the five books of Moses that you can find initials of the last letter of every word of Hey, Hey, Yud, Vav, but there's a reason why this, which is the blessing of the of Judah, why this and not another one. We are going to talk about it even more, but what's important is to see that this month is a very female month, because the Yud in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the letter Yud and the letter Vav are male energy letters, and the letter Hey is a female energy letter. And if you see here that the first two letters are the Hey, it's two Heys and then Yud Vav, which means it starts, the female energy in this month is very, very, very dominant. And what does it mean? Female, it's a recipient. And we know that the sign of Pisces is the last sign of the astrological year in the Hebrew calendar, and also in the conventional astrology. The year starts with the sign of Aries and completes and finishes with the sign of Pisces, Adar. Now, what does it mean? It means that some people say that that Adar, Pisces, is collecting, because it's the last one, it's collecting all the forces, all the energies of all the signs of the zodiac and manifesting it, bringing it forward. So it has a lot of energy of collecting and bringing it in. Now, this is very interesting, because we know also that another code for the understanding of the zodiac signs is the story of the 12 sons of Jacob. Jacob, the patriarch, has 12 sons. And from them came out 12 tribes. And then 12 different areas in Israel that are the assets where the 12 tribes settled. So, till now, the name of these regions are being called after the 12 signs, the 12 sons of Jacob. For instance, whoever knows the area of Tel Aviv is called, it's not called Tel Aviv metropolitan area, it's called the Dan block, because it was the area of the tribe of Dan. So the whole area of Tel Aviv is the tribe of Dan. Of course it has, because Dan is connected to Scorpio, it has a lot of energy of Scorpio. Jerusalem, for instance, from the middle to the south, this is Judah, this is the tribe of Judah. From the middle to the north, this is Benjamin. Why the border has to be in the middle of Jerusalem, especially in the Temple Mount? Because Judah is Malchut, Benjamin is Yesod of Malchut, and that's where the temple should be, just in between the connection of Malchut and Yesod, whoever understands the Sefirot. But everything has a calculation, you don't have to understand everything right now, but we're not talking about history, we're not talking about legends, we're not talking about ancestry, tree of life that we need to know. We're talking about the game of life and the structure of the forces that this universe is made of. Understanding the structure allows us to choose the right path, which can reveal much more light than other paths. First, we have to understand that. Now, as we said, Pisces, in conventional astrology, says that it's like it brings in, it funnels in all the forces and manifesting all the forces of all the signs of the zodiac, because it's the last one. And that fits also, as we started with the tribes, the 12 sons of Jacob, and each sign is represented by one of the sons of Jacob, while Pisces is Joseph. Why Joseph? First of all, we know that Joseph is, in Hebrew, the word Yosef means le'asef, which means to assemble, to collect, and to funnel. And here we have, just exactly as we said before, Yosef is also, Yosef HaTzadik, is also a chariot of Sefirat Yesod. And what does Sefirat Yesod do? Sefirat Yesod is a Sefira that collects all the energy from all the Sefirot in the Tree of Life, in order to funnel them to manifestation into Malchut. Exactly the description of the sign of Pisces, as we said before. So naturally, Yosef will be the chariot of this sign. Now, what will be funneled through Adar, if we're talking about tapping into energy of negativity, then it will be the garbage can of the whole zodiac. Because that all the negativity will come in, and we know a lot of Pisces people that's how they feel and that's how they live. A lot of garbage goes through them. On the other hand, it could be like funneling all the bliss and all the goodness coming from the world. It's a choice. We know every sign. There's no sign that is good, and there's no sign that is bad. Every sign has two aspects. It's our choice to use this or to use that. Especially, and also the same thing applies to the people of the sign of Pisces. Oh, when it's time of Pisces, we can experience this or experience that. It's our choice according to our behavior. So, we know that if we talk about 12 tribes, we don't have the tribe of Joseph. We have the tribes of Menashe and Ephraim. Joseph has two tribes. His two sons turn into two tribes. And how would that fit in the story? Whoever knows the structure of the Hebrew calendar, is a lunar solar calendar. Some people say by mistake that it's a lunar calendar. It's not. It is a lunar solar calendar, very similar to the Indian calendar and also to the Chinese calendar. All these three calendars are lunar solar, which means you calculate the months according to the moon, which means you're starting a new month in a new moon. That's also the Muslim calendar is doing that. The difference is that the Muslims are counting, it's a only lunar calendar, but all the Hebrew, Hindu, and Chinese calendars, they calculate the years according to the sun. Now, in order to combine the two, you need to add an additional month. In every cycle of 19 years, you have to add one more moon. So, in every cycle of 19 years, you have to add 7 more moons, and they are spread along that these 19 years in those three calendars I mentioned. Why is it? Because all three, the Chinese, the Hindu, and the Hebrew calendar, are based on astrology. And in order to connect to the cosmic forces of the universe, and not just to counting the days, you need to calculate the two forces of the universe, the sun, the female, the male energy, and the moon, the female energy, and the dance between the two that gives us the calendar. The calendar that is lunar solar. Now, in the Hebrew calendar, the additional month that is added 7 times every 19 years, which is the order is the 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14, 17, and 19th in every cycle of 19 years. So every 2 or 3 years you have a leap year. This additional month is always in Adar. That's why Yosef has two tribes. Menashe and Ephraim, it's Adar 1 and Adar 2. That when you have a leap year, you have a second Adar. Another reason why the Adar 1 and Adar 2, as we said before, this is a very female month. The Hey Hey Yud and Vav. And who is going to be pregnant? The female is pregnant, not the male. And now there's also, if we're dividing, remember we spoke about the basic particles of physics. 6 are plus, 6 are minus. 6 male, 6 female. Also the structure of the Hebrew year, according to Abraham, the patriarch, and other Kabbalists, 6 male, 6 female, 6 plus, 6 minus. We're not talking about good or bad. It's like we're talking about cosmic forces. And one theory says that there's a 6 months, the 6 main months are the months of the spring and the summer, which are more energized, and have of course in the Hebrew calendar many more much more energy, many more holidays. And the months of the fall and the winter, these are the female months. So of course, if we divide these according to the Sefirot of the Tree of Life, so we have the 3 of the fall, which are Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet in the Tree of Life, upper triangle, and the other 3 of the winter, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. So who is Sefirat Yesod? This is Pisces. And, of course, the female is the one who is going to be pregnant, and where, which organ, Sefirat Yesod. So here we've got that from all directions, Pisces is Sefirat Yesod, and it's the female of the Yesod, or the Yesod of the female, and therefore a leap year. In Hebrew it's not called a leap year, it's called a pregnant year. Because like a pregnancy, the female is the one to get pregnant, and then another, and like the pregnant woman has another soul within, another another entity within the, here we have a leap year has another additional 13th month, another Pisces month, Adar 1. Okay, so that's about one aspect of the sign of Pisces. Another aspect, if you go again, the Sefirat Yesod, we know that Joseph was the one that he used this energy of Pisces. He collected all the crops of the seven good years to be able to give them away, give them out in the years of famine. Of course, Pisces can do also the opposite, to collect the negativity and then to be busy with it and to share it around. So it's two options, that both of them exist in the same place, gives every person who's the sign of Pisces, during the sign of Pisces, we can do both, we have a free choice. We can see it also in the name of the month. The name of the month is Adar. Now, Adar, we can connect it in Hebrew into two meanings. One, which basically support the same theory that we just presented from the Kabbalists before. Adar in Aramaic means, Idra means an assembly. Exactly, Yosef means also to assemble. So here it is, the month that assembles all the forces of the whole year and manifests them. Okay? In Hebrew also, Idra means the skeleton of the fish. And we know the Sefirat Yesod is the spine, the skeleton of the zodiac signs. So here it is exactly the same story. The fish, and the fish has the power of protection, and also the fish has the energy of bliss, because fish in Hebrew is Dag. Dag, Dalet Gimel. And we know that the planet that rules the month of Pisces is the planet Jupiter, in Hebrew Tzedek. And what controls Jupiter, what creates Jupiter, is the letter Gimel, according to the book of Formation by Avraham Avinu, Sefer Yetzirah. And the letter Gimel means Gomel Dalim, sharing with the poor. Gimel, the initials, Gomel Dalim, sharing with the poor. Initials, Gimel Dalet. Reverse the letters, is Dalet Gimel, is Dag, fish. Numerical value, Dalet Gimel, 4 plus 3, 7, a holy number. All of this come together to the magical force that is in the month of Pisces. So let's go now to the verse 2 in the Bnei Yisachar essay about the month of Pisces. Besefer Yetzirah, the book of formation, it says, Himlich ot kuf, and God took the letter kuf and make it to rain, bishok, in laughter, v'kashar lo keter, and gave it the crown, and formed with that letter kaf, Pisces, in the universal cosmic forces. The energy of Pisces is coming from the DNA that is called the letter, Hebrew letter kuf. V'adar bashana, the month of Adar in the cycle of the year, t'chol b'nefesh, spleen, in the physical body, is connected to Pisces, and so on and so forth. Here, the Bnei Yisachar brings another paragraph from the Sefer Yetzirah, from Book of Formation. Ot Hei, the letter Hei, Bo'tzar ha-yotzer bereshit chodesh Nisan. God created, with the letter Hei, created the month of Nisan, the month of Aries. V'hinei kol ha-otiyot sheba'alef bet hem golem echad. All the letters of the Aleph Bet are one body, which means it's one structure, except from two letters. The letter Hey and the letter Kuf. The letter Hey is the letter that created the sign of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. And the letter Hey has two structures. It's made of two forms. It has a form of a Dalet, and within it is another letter Yud. And they're not connected to each other. It's a letter that is made of two letters. And the same thing with the letter Kuf. The letter Kuf, which is the letter that created, or what does it mean, a letter? It's a signal, it's an energy, it's a frequency, it's the original DNA of that entity, which is in our case Pisces. It's a letter Kuf that is made of a Reish, and inside that Reish you have the letter Vav. So it's two letters making one letter that are not connected physically to each other when you write them. Shem bechodshei Adar Nisan. This and the letter Kuf is Adar, which is Pisces, and the letter Hey is Nisan, which is following it. One is the last, one is the first. And these 2 months are months of miracles, hidden miracles and revealed their miracles. V'itbaer im yirtzeh Hashem. Hem chodshei Anisim nistarim v'gluim v'itbaer im yirtzeh Hashem. And we'll explain it later on. בזוהר תרומה, in the Zohar, פרשת תרומה, דף קוף ממחת, page 148, side B, it's the old print of the Zohar, not the translations and commentaries that came in the last century. It says as follows, אשת חיל, ההי, רשימו, ועד אילי עוד ה. There's a woman of valor, which is the שכינה, which is the force of the female aspect of the creation that receives the light and manifests the light of God in this world. It's called the woman of valor. This is Malchut in its best when it's in circuitry and working properly in balance. And Ve'adilei hu ot hei. And the letter of that Malchut, the woman of valor, the Shechina, the divine presence, or the vessel for the divine presence, this is the letter hei. Ve'achi itchazei la. Eshet Zlunim. But we know in this world, you have Zeh keneged Zeh, one in front of another, which means if you have a certain force for the light side, there must be an equal and opposite force in the dark side in order to give us humans free will. So, if we have the woman of valor, we have the opposite, which is called, as it says, Eshet Zlunim. The woman of idolatry. Ha'u reshima ve'adilei ihu ke'u gavna. And it's very similar because this is a pawn and it's a mirror image, so they have to be somehow, they look similar and they need to have opposite forces and similar forces in order to give us humans free will. And the letter of that, the other side, female energy, is the letter Kuf, that letter of the sign of Adar. And what is the letter Kuf? Adilai itkakna b'tikuna dat hei. It looks like a hei almost, but the leg is longer and goes under the line. Under the line, ragla yodot mavet, its feet are going down to the darkness of death. And it says that that's a very powerful expression that the Zohar is using, kegavna dekofa etzel bnei nasha, like a monkey and a human being. Monkeys and human beings, they look very much the same. They maybe behave even very much the same. You can train a monkey to get dressed up. You can train him all kinds of manners. You can even teach them to talk, maybe with sign language and all kinds of other languages, but they are capable of using language. So what's the difference between humans and monkeys? That it says the monkeys are an imitation of humans. Of course, you know the theory, the Darwin's theory, that the humans evolve from monkeys somehow, or they evolve from the same common ancestor. The Kabbalists do not say it's wrong, but they say basically that the monkeys are the middle link, the connecting link between the animal kingdom and the human kingdom. The monkey is the connecting link. But the monkey looks like a human. You can train them, as we say, to behave like human in certain ways. But one thing they can't, and that's the only thing that separates between humans and the animal kingdom. That they look the same, they behave the same, they have many patterns the same. But one thing, you cannot train monkeys to ascend, because they are lacking the ability to ascend to a place of light, unconditional light. Because when we ascend to these places, when we are in pain, when we are in trouble, when we are confused, when we create that ascendance, and we come to a place of light, and we bring the light in and solve our problems and overcome the problems and the challenges, that's what makes us human. Everything else that we do, it's not special as being human. Other animals do stuff that are the same. For instance, they found that gorillas and chimpanzees, they can make tools and use them in order to get food or to solve other problems in their lives. They can make tools. So, you know, what makes, what really separates, or they can use letters and they can read somehow. What really separates is that the human being can ascend to a higher place, and the monkey looks like a human being in a way, and its leg is down, like the leg of the kuf, down, connected to the other world, to the dark world. And that being explained also, Beis Yisrael is quoting, saying, Malchut Shamayim, Malchuta Kadisha, the Holy Kingdom, the Shechina, is by the letter Hey, and the Malchut, the kingdom of the Sitracha, of the dark side, is the letter Kuf. And you can find it in the Talmud, in Tractate Sanhedrin, page 29, side 1, side 8. So, and we know that whoever adds, if you have something perfect and you add to it, you limit. You limit, you diminish. And if we look at the Hey and the Kuf, the Hey is 5 numerical value in Hebrew, and the Kuf is the number 100. So, what's the difference between 5 and the number 100? 95. And from this you're going to find out, says the Bnei Yisrael, what it says in the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 1. Achar hadvarim ha'ele, after those things, but achar is always the other side, the dark side. Gidel ha'melech ha'chashverosh et Haman. And the king ha'chashverosh raised Haman above the others, and so on. But if you look at the word ha'melech and the word Haman, the king ha'chashverosh and the word Haman, the arch enemy of the Jews of that time, the number Hamelech, the king, and the number Haman, both are numerical value 95. Exactly the difference between the letter Hey and the letter Kuf. So, what is that? Because those forces, especially the force of Haman that was from the Amalekites, was there to raise themselves above the heavenly kingdom, above the people of Israel. And by this we can understand some of the issues that happen in the month of Adar, and especially the power of Purim that is in the month of Adar, not in another month. And deliberately, because there are a lot of connections between the month of Pisces, Adar, and Purim. V'ne'ot Kuf hi ha'molechet ba'Adar. The letter Kuf is the one who reigns in the sign of Pisces. The letter Hey in Nisan, Aries. U'kmo she'itgabra malchut shamayim b'chodesh Nisan, the same way that the heavenly kingdom in the month of Nisan overcame the dark kingdom, which is the middle kingdom of Egypt and Pharaoh, the same thing, the Malchut of the dark side wanted to overcome in the month of Adar and use its force as the letter Kuf, and Kuf in Hebrew means a monkey. Alidei ze gidel ha'melech et Haman, and that power, from that power, the king raised Haman and put him up there as the head of the government. And that also, we know that Haman was Agagite. Agagite was the king of Amalek. And Amalek is a biblical nation that basically we're not talking about just people, we're talking about consciousness. Amalek, the Amalekites, numerical value of Amalek is Safek, doubt. And what does it mean? It means that doubt, we know, is our biggest enemy. Because we know that we can be our biggest enemy. We can be the only redeemer that we know. We have a choice. Now, why we can be our biggest enemies? It's when something happens and that what happened arouses within us the power of fear, because we're doubting that everything is for the good and everything comes from the light. So even things are tough, it's also from the light, because we need to use that in order to transform, to grow, to change, to move, to travel, and to come to another place that is much better for us, but we won't do it before we've been pushed out of our comfort zone by reality and by whatever. Now, Amalek, when we have any challenge that happens, why do we react negatively and touch the power of death when we do that? The answer is very simple. We doubt that the light is stronger than the darkness. We doubt it, that whatever happens, we, no matter what, we can find the way to get out of it and to transcend it, because the light is stronger than the darkness. So that's why Amalek is our worst enemy. Because if we can be aware of the darkness of fear, threat, any kind of emotional reactivity that is negative, that comes because something happened not to our likings, if we were connected totally to the light, we would know that whatever happened is just to give us some opportunities to grow, to change, to transform, instead of blaming, you know, why is it not comfortable for me? Amalek is our biggest enemy. And that's why the story of Amalek during the month of Pisces, because if we can remind to ourselves every time something happens, how to connect to the light, and we can feel the certainty that the light is going to be there always, even if I don't see the road. I just have to start walking and the road will be revealed to me as I walk. You know, like sometimes we're driving on a road, it's the middle of the night, there's no light, artificial light on the road, and you just have your own lamps of the car. And as you're driving, you know, you somehow assume that the road is not going to be finished within few feet, and you're going to fall to the ravine. You assume that somebody paved the road, and most of the times, even if you don't see the rest, you just drive and the road will be revealed to you as you drive. If you don't, you cannot move, you cannot drive, you have to wait for daylight. So basically, having total certainty in the light and overcoming Amalek, the doubt, is basically the source for being able to move on the road without falling apart because of the stress, what's going to be next, because any moment could be a ravine and can fall into the ravine. So when it says in Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, Yad al Kesia, the hand on God's throne, the numerical value, God's throne, the way it's written in Exodus at the time, the numerical value is Kesia, 95. The difference between the two. To overcome the one, that's why it was created this way. Milchama l'Hashem Amalek, and what is the hand of on the throne of God? This is the fight that God has in Amalek. Who is to wage the war? We are the ones to wage the war. Nobody else could do it for us. Ve'imchem meche et zecher Amalek. We have to erase the memory of the Amalek. And our work of like supporting each other, moving with each other, having this ability to create systems of study and mutual support, that can destroy, the only thing that can destroy the memory of the Amalek. Because when things are moving, when we always believe in the good, and when we always, if we stop believing in the good, there's always going to be somebody next to me that will remind me and put me back on tracks. I'm always in the fighting the Amalek and I win. And his name is going to be erased from under the sky. And then the Messiah is going to come, because this is the coming of the Messiah, when people do not go to the place of uncertainty, the place of being, you know, of cheating and lying and all this, because there's no need, because you see the road and you will go on this road. Because overcoming the doubt, being the Messiah. So the throne of David, Kiseh David, numerical value, 95. Again, the same magical number. It is the difference between the Hey and the Kuf. Overcoming, using this 95, overcoming the power of Haman, Amalek, all these symbols that belong to Purim, overcoming them, is when we overcome the doubt. The doubt that the light is stronger than any darkness we can experience. Now, then the Bnei Yisrael adds that there are two kinds of different miracles, as we said. And we have in the month of Adar, we have a lot of power to help us to create certain miracles, but these are miracles that are protected miracles. I'll explain what I mean protected. There are miracles that are revealed. The Exodus was a revealed miracle. Although Sinai is still now, there's always somebody who's trying to find a logical and explanation to the one of the 10 plagues. And the Kabbalists will tell them there's no explanation. It was against nature. Whatever happened was out of the nature that we know. Of course, in other higher parallel universes, this is possible. And that was created from the beginning, but the miracles are so different, they're so transcend beyond human logic. That's the energy and that's the power of the Exodus time. But Pisces, which is protected, covered, that's another kind of miracles. These are miracles that are naturally, they are going to orders of life. Which means, if you read the story of the book of Esther, there was a decree. All the Israelites at that time in the 127 states of the Persian Empire were supposed to be executed in one day, the 13th day of Adar. What did they do? They fasted for 3 days, 72 hours, the power of 72. They shared gifts to the poor, which means giving with a lot of excitement and a lot of happiness to the ones who don't have. Like, you're doing me a favor when you take, instead of, you know, sometimes we give charity and we really derogate the person or the recipient. No, you have to give it as a gift. And that's one. And Mishloch Manot, they were feeding each other. Feeding each other. And that unity, the fasting, the meditation, the prayer, sharing with the poor, and feeding each other, that energy created a transformation, a cosmic change of the whole course of history. The result was, it says, "Balayla una de dash natamer," and that night the king couldn't sleep. Oh, could be accidents. What's the connection? And then he didn't know what to do. He was bored, so he asked to read the book of his memories. And where does he open it? He opens it in a page that tells that 10 years earlier, Mordechai, Esther's uncle, saved his life, and he didn't do anything to. And he says, like, "Oh, we didn't do anything to award him for saving my life, the king." So, what happened then? The king wants to reward Mordechai. Exactly as he's thinking about it, Haman comes in, and he wants to have the king signing a death warrant for Mordechai. But he comes in, and the king says, "You know, I want, if there's somebody I really want to share with, because I want to everybody to know that is that I appreciate the person who is loyal to the king, what should be done?" The man is sure that basically the king is thinking about him because he's the representative of selfishness in the story. So he said the person, you know, has to be dressed as the king, ride the horse of the king, and should be taken around the city to show that this is the person that the king wants to award because the king appreciates him. And the king says to him, "You know what? This is a good idea, go and do it to Mordechai." Of course, at that moment, Haman does not show the death warrant for Mordechai that he brought to the king to sign, for the king to sign. And then, but you can always say that this is a coincidence. It's not a miracle. Yeah, but there are miracles that are miracles just by the coincidence. That I am where I am, or came to a place just a minute or before or after something happened, and that changes the whole thing. If I just came before, just came a minute earlier, the whole thing will be different. And the way everything this in our world is being orchestrated so beautifully and so softly. These are the miracles that we can tap into. The miracles that are hidden miracles that can be revealed. Of course, all this hidden energy that is the month of Adar. And that's why when we read the book of Esther in Hebrew, the book of Esther, Megillat Esther, is Giluy HaEsther, revealing what is hidden. Because two people see the same miracle, in this kind of miracles. One will be amazed how great is the miracle, because, you know, what are the odds that... And the other one will say, just, you know, coincidence. It's not something you can tell somebody else. It's not something you can teach somebody else. It's something that the person has to train himself to do that.
So now we know that
in the sign of Pisces, we have this people of the sign of Pisces. On one hand, they are so sensitive, they are so generous, they are so good, because the letter Gimel, Gomel Dalim, the sharing to the poor of Jupiter, is giving that tremendous forces to be sensitive for others. Then either they can do it in order to help others, or to feel like the garbage can of the zodiac, because they finally left with the negative energy. Now if they learn to be spiritual, they have to learn not to attach to the negativity, just to let it go by and release it. And of course there's a lot of stuff we can do about Pisces, but you know, Pisces, it's the sign of two fish. One is Adar Aleph, one is Adar Bet. One is flowing, is swimming against the current, against the flow of the water, and the other one flows with. And we can find this kind of Pisces and the other kind of Pisces. But we know also that Pisces are so sensitive that that's why it's very hard for them to be around a lot of people, because they can't stand the energy of so many other people. Still, some of them know, and that's also something of Pisces, that know how to protect themselves from evil eye by hiding, as we said before, hiding all the miracles so nobody will notice. And then nobody will know that this is a great person. So of course, we have a lot of stuff we can talk about Pisces, but it's an amazing month, and a month that we can reveal the light of Mashiach, the light of Kiseh David, the throne of David, just by using the energy of Pisces to love other people without guilt. Just simply love and share. And be happy. Because when you connect it to the letter Gimel, then you can really experience a real happiness. When do we feel a real happiness? When we feel fulfilled, when we feel certainty, when we overcome our Amalek, when we connect to that energy of the letter Gimel, which is like abundance of gifts. When we feel that bliss coming from the Gimel of Jupiter, we can overcome a lot of issues in our lives in an amazing, miraculous way that other people won't realize it's a miracle. But we would know. So have a great month for all of us.